Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Omid Beis. We're in the 6th volume Mishnah Berurah, and B'ez Hashem, we're going to finish off the siman that we just started yesterday, Tof Reish Pei Test, which deals with who is obligated, who's Mechuyev in Kriyas Megillah. So we had read the beginning part of the Mechaber Sif Beis, and we'd gotten up to the point where we said, Lefikach im Hoya Kore Cheresh O Katan O Shota, which are the last words of Kuf Nun Gimel Omid Aleph, we said, if you're going to hear it from a person who's not obligated, such as a cheresh, a person who is deaf but is able to speak, or a katan who's not reached the age of being mechuyev as an adult, or a shalt, a person mentally incompetent, so these people cannot read the Megillah for you. If they did read it for you, you're not yotze. So we're up to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav. It says, O katan, or a young child, even though we pointed out that the minog is to go be mechanchen and saktan and likrosa, you should teach and educate your young children, which we're learning about more at the end of this siman today as well. So he says, even though that's true, nevertheless, a child cannot be motzi a gadol. A child under the age of bar mitzvah can't be motzi an adult above the age of bar mitzvah, because for the child is a double derabbanan. The legabe katan have a trade derabbanan. It's two derabbanans. One that the whole din is only derabbanan, and then he's only mechuyev in this as a din derabbanan uchinach. Rotsalomer, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says, we turn to Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis to add some kriyas megillah. Have a rak midivrei sofer. The whole mitzvah is midivrei sofer. I'll be an important one. That's a very high level derabbanan. The chiyuv shel katan have gam kein midrabbanan b'chol mitzvos, and the katan is only obligated secondarily to all of that. Only midrabbanan. Masha ein kein gadol have chad derabbanan, as opposed to a gadol is one derabbanan, and therefore the law says trade derabbanan. The child who's a double derabbanan, so to say, that he's a katan and has to do it, and it's only a din derabbanan in the first place, can't go and be yotzi or may be chad derabbanan. One adult who is a only one derabbanan. We learned over there. By the Chanukah lift, we learned that a katan could potentially be motzei an adult. Therefore, in that situation, according to that opinion, that the child under the age of bar mitzvah will be able to go and be motzei an adult as well. The Shukut number 20 points out that the Fimasha Sosam Machaber Khan, he didn't bring this down like he did by Hanukkah, by Megillah. It's Mashem Shalomaisa, Ein Lismoch Al Kach, Shioti Kotam Adlokaso Esagdolim. So one should not really rely upon that for Hanukkah Licht either, and not certainly by Megillah. He brings down the Shavit Zion over here in Sivkot Yud Beis, Shekam Achronim Yeishvu, Shamachaber Hishbit Khan, it said Das Bal Iha Itur, Mishum Shalomaisa Lismoch Al Inin Kris Megillah. He says that one thing to light the candles, you know, it's hard to mess up, but by Megillah, it's obviously much more difficult, and therefore that's why he didn't write it over here by Megillah, but he did write it by Hanukkah. Then the Mishmur continues and he says, "Vayin be ikrei dinim shekosa b'shem samod chayi the mikom adchak she'ein shomanoshim b'kim b'mikom regilah." If there is no adult present, and the only kid that knows it is the very smart seventh grader, yochol ziyam kato sheyilchinok. Then, if the child is intelligent, so then he is able to go and be motzi gedolim. If the gedolim would not be able to be motzi on their own, so then let the katan do it for them. The Yeshua footnote number 18 points out that if a child is above the age of bar mitzvah but doesn't have shtei saros, so we can rely upon the chazaka that most children who have reached the chronological age of maturity, bar mitzvah, also will have the physiological, they'll have the shtei saros at that point in time. The Yeshua footnote number 19 brings down from the Ramban, why can't a chad rabbanon be motzied by the shtei rabbanon child? So he brings down an interesting idea. He says the chiv on the katan is a din of chinuch, and it's not like another din of the rabbanon. And he says it's ala katan atzo ein chayiv klal. The 10-year-old kid has no chiv. It's the father that has the chiv, the rabbanon, to be mechanachim. And that's why the katan can't be motzi the gadol. Now we go right to the Mechaber. He writes, V'yei Shomrim, there is an opinion. This is brought down the Baragola, Ozvav, in the name of the Bahag, and also the Mordechai, in the name of the Rav Yoh, Shenoshim Einam Motzios Es Anashim. Even though we say that women are obligated in the Megillah, they cannot be Motzi a man. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin, he brings down, V'lo Domei L'Ner Chanukah. This is different than Ner Chanukah, where the Halacha is, as brought down in Deir Shifut number 23, reminding us, She'chol Adlik Otzi Achim, that a woman can be Motzi for her husband, and even L'chatchila sometimes she do so if the husband is not home, as we pointed out. Because the shiny Megillah is different. The heavy Kamo Kriyas HaTorah. The Megillah is like Kriyas HaTorah, which the Mishnah Berurah says, Upsulab Nekovat HaTzibra. You don't do that. It's just not pass. It's just not right that a woman should go and be motzei the Tzibur in Kriyas HaTorah or in Kriyas HaMegillah. And therefore, L'chein, Afilu L'yochid, Eina Motziya Mishum Lo Plug. And therefore, we don't even allow a woman to be motzei another person because of this Lo Plug idea. That's the first opinion to bring down. In addition, because in fact, a woman might only, second reason, might only be obligated to hear the Megillah and may not be obligated in the reading of the Megillah, ukadameis, we're going to learn out shortly. And therefore, in regards to a man, she's not mukhoyev, and therefore she's not mukhoyevis to go and be able to read the Megillah for a man, because she's not mukhoyev to read the Megillah, she's only mukhoyevis to go and hear the Megillah. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Aval Isha Motsia es Chaverta. A woman could be motzi another woman, but not another man. Now, in the Shaar Tzion, Os Tesvav, he brings down, Aval Lenoshim Rabos, for a lot of women, Eina Isha Motzian. You shouldn't have what nowadays, unfortunately, is common, that you have women having Megillah readings, one woman reads for many other women. Again, it says Beferishia, you shouldn't do this. The Zilab Humilsa. It may be Bishasat Chak, extenuating circumstances, but to do this l'chatrila and not have the woman go to the shul and hear it from a man is certainly not l'chatrila according to many, many poskim, even if it might be acceptable by the Eved. And why somebody would want to fulfill a mitzvah in a b'di'evet way to start off with when they could fulfill it in the optimal way, that unfortunately is something that often, not chas v'shalom casting aspersions on somebody, but that's something that is often influenced by secular mores and values and is not Torah values. And he says, Dezilabu Milsa, he brings it down from the Karban Nisana, the name of Tosos, don't do this. So why would somebody want to do this when you have such a strong opinion saying, don't do this? Now, in the issue for number 25, he discusses this in more detail, where it brings down the Karban Nisana, writes, Gam Kapil Hotzi Nashim Acheros. It says Zila B'Milsa in regards to other women. Albeit Rav Shlomo Zalman says, why should that be the case? But the bottom line is, he does say it. Now, Ulinin HaBrachos. In this situation, what bracha do you make? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal does bring down that the woman could make the bracha L'Varuch Hotzi Ashar Nashim. One woman could make the bracha for the other women. That wouldn't be Zila B'Milsa. However, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, that Zal disagrees. And he says, no, that's also the Milsa, that's also the opinion of Nissan Karlitz, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky will have the B'chaim L'chaim, and they shouldn't do that. Every woman should read it by herself. And Reb Moshe Feinstein, that Zal, has worked on the Nitei Gavriel. He writes, K'sheyesh ha'bi noshim omno mitzad adin odiv sha'achas devar ha'fototzi eskul mishum b'rov am hadras melech. One might have thought that there should be better, that one should make it for all the others. But he says, L'maisa, the minig is that each one should make the bracha by themselves. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Agav yeshomi mimo isha karo liatzma." If the woman is reading to herself, she makes the bracha mevareches lishmoa megillah she'ena chayeves b'kriya. Because he holds, this is the Mordechai that we had just alluded to, that a woman is not obligated in reading the megillah; she's only obligated in hearing the megillah. So therefore, if she reads it for herself, she should make the bracha al mikra megillah, but she should make the bracha lishmoa megillah. That's the Rambam's opinion. In Dishuvah number 26, he brings down that there are others that say no, that she should say the bracha of lishmoa mikra megillah. In addition for number 26 for the differences between Lishmoa Megillah and Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. Mr. Boris of Kotten Ches tells us, Ayin the Mogen Avraham, Shemetzadi, the low Tikra Liatzma, Klal, Rak Tishma Mian Hashem. He says, a woman shouldn't read the Megillah. She should, unless there are no alternatives, she should always hear it from a man. Again, that's why I get very frustrated when I see that these Lechatchila Minyanim are coming up where women read the Megillah. I understand their desire to want to read the Megillah. But if they really want to do what the halacha says, as opposed to what their emotions tell them, they should be wanting to listen to the Megillah read by a man. But that's assuming that there is a man to read it for. If there is no man to read it for, if she is stuck someplace, sometimes you have this woman in the military service, or a woman that may be on an outpost, and there is no man to read the Megillah for. So then, obviously, she should take a kosher Megillah and read the Megillah for herself. And in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, mikra Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is to use the nusach of mikra Megillah, the Shmoa mikra Megillah, rather than the Ramah's the Shmoa Megillah. Now, in the Shaar Tzion Os Tes Zayin, he brings out a whole discussion about this. He says, Adin Imo, that this is the correct din that the woman should read if there is nobody else there. Albeit there is an opinion that says, no, even if there's nobody else there, a woman shouldn't read the Megillah. But he says, no, it's correct that the woman should read the Megillah if there's no man there to read it for her. Because we technically pass it not like this, Mordechai, that a woman is in fact obligated to read the Megillah, not just to hear the Megillah. And even if you want to say, and if you want to say, like we just said, that she can't be motzi a man, but they are obligated in reading the Megillah for themselves if there is no man available. Even if you want to say that she can read it for herself, she reads says the bracha of the Shmoa Megillah or the Shmoa Mikra Megillah, and the Magen Avraham is brought down that there's a medrash hanelam in Rus, the lo tikra liasa, that you shouldn't read it all. He says that's not true. That we don't pass. Like ayin chayigad lo nim, so that loshen sham. He says that's incorrect. That's not actually what the Magen Avraham said. Rachel loshen shuva ba'gra in the name of the Zohar Chodesh, beinu mucha de lo tuchal likros b'yatzo. And you certainly can't prove from there that a woman can't read it for herself. There is an opinion that says a woman cannot read the Megillah even for herself if there's no man around. But that we certainly don't pass it like. And he says b'frat im ein lo misha yikul lefadel bevad de tuchal likros b'yatzo. So the halachic preference that is she should hear from a man. And if there is no man available, then she can read it for herself with a bracha. And this is the pasuk of the Prima Gadol and the Vilna Gaon. Sivkim HaMechaber writes, androgynous. An androgynous is a person who has both simami nakus and zachrus, as you see in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkim Tes, Yeshlo, zachrus v'nakus. He has both male and female external genitalia. So motzi mino, he can be motzi another androgynous. However, v'lo she'enu mino, but not another person. Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Yud, the im zezochor gam zezochor. If you say the androgynous is male, so then the other androgynous is male also. They're all one and the same. The im zunakiva, if you say an androgynous is really female, so then the other androgynous is also gam zunakiva. They all have the same din. Whatever they are, they have the same din. Either they're both male, or they're both female, or the im nizbar dubirya pifniatzma. It's a separate entity, a third gender. Gam hasheni birya pifniatzma. So then the other androgynous is also birya pifniatzma. So the androgynous can be motzi any other androgynous. However, the Mechaber continues, tumtum is not able to be motzei someone else. Umisha chetzio evet, and somebody who's a half evet, half free person, both of these two, afilu mino in a motzei. They can't be motzei, one tumtum can't be motzei another tumtum, and a chatzi evet, chatzi ben chorin, can't be motzei another chatzi evet and chatzi ben chorin. Afilu mino in a motzei. Now, I realize we forgot to say, Sivkot Yudav in Mishnah Berurah, that the androgynous cannot be motzei somebody who's not an androgynous, because why? The Shema Zenekeva, Vashenu Zacha, because maybe he's really a female, and the other person is a man, and he can't have a woman be motzei a man. And even according to the opinion, it says, if the woman is the only one that knows how to do it, just like if the cotton is the only one that knows how to do it, they could be motzei a man. That's Zeh, Goratre. This is worse, because the Beino, Shemotzei Sacherim, Yenikar Mu'ish Oisha. In this situation, you have to know whether you're a man or a woman in order to be motzei somebody else. Now we go to the tumtum, Sivkot Yud Beis. He can't be motzi even another tumtum. Why? Because the tumtum is not all the same. The Shema, Zeh Zohar, Zeh Nekeva. A tumtum has some sort of a membrane covering up the genitalia, and you don't know whether they're male or female. So one tumtum could be male, one tumtum could be female, and therefore you have to be concerned that this is a female and being motzi a man, and therefore it's not allowed. As opposed to by the androgynous, Mashe Kain, but androgynous, Kulum Shavu Bin. Everybody, androgynous, is all one and the same. The same halach applies to the half eved, half meshuchra, half eved, half free. Lo osi tzad abdus di day umapik lo acher sheish bo tzad chayrus, because the half of you that's an eved can't be motzei the half of that person, the other person that is a ben chorin. And he brings down over here in the Sharetzion Os Yotes, afilu man diyomer that avodim sheinu meshuchorim gam ken chayavim. Even if you want to say that avodim meshuchorim that aren't meshuchorim are also obligated just like a woman, nevertheless chiyuvin rak b'shmiya kenoshim deazu. Certainly, they would only be obligated like a woman and to hear the Megillah, but not to read the Megillah. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagor yeshomim dafilu es atzmo in a motzi." He brings down from the Beis Yosef. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yugimu says, "Zeh lo koya tumtum is rak achetzu eved achetzu ben chorim." This is talking about the half eved, half meshuchra. So he can't be motzi even himself. And why is that not allowed? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yugimu, which we just started reading, "Umishum deloasi tzad abdos di day umefik tzad chayrus di day." Not only do we have a problem that he can't be motzi somebody else is tzad chayrus, he can't even be motzi his own tzad chayrus because half of him is an eved. Now beholds the davka l'deah soveres the noshim ain't motzi us. Hanashim. This is only according to opinion, says that women can't be motzi men, which is how we paskin, ideally, lechatrila. The eved, dom alisha, since an eved is doma to the woman in terms of his obligations, so therefore he can't be motzi, the meshuchor part can't be motzi, the cherus part. Siv dalet. Hashomea magila mimishu mudur anoa mimenu. If somebody says, I asked myself to get anoa from this person, and then that person reads the Megillah, so yotze, you can in fact be yotze. Why is that? Mishbur explains, Sivkon Yudalit, the mitzvah slav lehonis ditto, because you're not getting hanoa. It's a mitzvah. It's not called for hanoa. The lomikre not doesn't define hanoa. However, he says, Vayin lel, sim tov kuf peites, siv zayin, the shayach lin yoneinu, and you can see what this means. The similar idea over there by shofar blowing, where you can see in Dishu number 28, where he brings down that if you were to go and ask the person specifically, please blow shofar for me, as opposed to he's the Baal Tukei in the shul. But if you ask the guy, can you please blow shofar for me? So there we said you can't be yotzei in that fashion because he's doing you a favor and he's listening to you and you get hanor from that. So the same thing would apply possibly by Megillah there as well. You can't go and ask the person specifically, go read the Megillah for me if you're mudu hanor from that. Siv Hey. The Mechaber writes, Malkum Shei Minyan, if a place doesn't have a minyan, so normally we say that you need a minyan to have one person be motzi another person. So there, in this situation, we don't have a minyan. If only one person knows how to read the Megillah, the others don't. So Echad Poter Shkulam, then that one person can be poter the other people. However, if they all know how to read the Megillah, you all have a kosher Megillah, you all know how to read it, Kulam Yodim, Kolechad Kore Liatzu. Then it's preferable that each person read by himself, because unless you're in a minyan situation, you shouldn't be motzi other people. Mishbur explains to Kontesvav, then a yochid motzi chaver el biyasar, because you need 10 people normally to be motzi somebody. Below domi l'shofar, this is different than shofar, which you don't need, to create a megillah heavy kamo tvila, because reading the megillah is like a tvila, the bo'in and asar dafka, that you really need 10 people to be motzi somebody else. Then he says, "Inei aprichadosh kosav dechozehu rak linin lechachila." This is all lechachila. Avo b'diavet. Certainly, if after the fact, in eskavin liftor chaveru, if one person read it for four other people, yotzu afu pishu kolam yodim. Even though they all may know it, you are yotzi. In fact. And Magim Avraham mitzadi dod. He adds further in the Magim Avraham that afilu lechatchila odiv shiikra echad lekula mishum berov am hadras melech. He actually says it's preferable even without a minion because of the concept of rov am, a bigger multitude of people is a bigger idea of doing it properly. So therefore, he says you should bedavka read it even if you don't have a minion. One person be more to the others. However, Omnam the El Yerabu Mati Yehuda, they both disagree. Daitam kishulchan aruch. They hold like the base din of shulchan aruch here. They call echad yikra. The Rechaim also says that's the right way, that it's probable then that he should be doing it the wrong. We're going to conclude this simon with Siv Vav. Minak Tov, a great idea, very good idea. Lohavi Ketanu Ketanus, be the young little children, Lishmo Mikra Megillah. They should hear the Mikra Megillah. Now, Mishbur says in Siv Kotin Tezayin, Kidei Lechanchem in Mitzvah Pesuminisa. So they should be seeing that this is done by Pesuminisa, and they should be inculcated in that. Now, Umitam Zen Ogim Akol, Lukros Eil HaPesukim Korab. That's why we read four psukim out loud. Kilkam Simon Tovri Sadis of Yuzayin was learning the next simon, and in Dirshu footnote 32 it brings down Shekoram Psukim Elub Kol Ram Mishum Simcha. This is great Simcha. Shem Ikra Hascholas Anes V'Sofa. This is the beginning and end of the Nes, and therefore read them out loud for Simcha and to have the children get excited about this. So they should wait to do this. Oh, I'm going to say it out loud. Say it out loud, and then they say it out loud. And these are the four psukim. Em Ish Yehudi Mordechai Yosah Lahudu Marzar V'Simcha Ki Mordechai Yehudi Kedei La'or HaKetanim Shelo Yishnu V'Yitnu Livu Malakriya. That the Ketanim should go and stay awake and alert, so they should listen to the entire laning. And he brings down from the Lavush that you have them say these psukim to be mechanchem them. I pointed this out previously. Rav Shech the Shlita, based upon an Aderes, says that the last pasuk, the Baal Kriya should read first. So you're finishing the last pasuk that it says, Umarachai Hayudi. So if you were to say that on your own, then you finished the Megillah and you did it b'diavad because you didn't read it from a klaf. And therefore, it's best to let the chazan actually read the last pasuk first, which is against the minhag of most of Klal Yisrael. Okay, but that's the deris, as Rosh Hashanah Shlita says, this is the correct thing to tell people to do it this way. Now, Mishmur Siv Kon Yitzayin says, you should bring the young children, but don't bring babies. He brings out from the Mogen Orav and other Achonim that that's wrong. And you can see in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskul Minok Tov, he says, only if they're able to reach and understand what's going on. If they're too young, all they do is mess things up, and why are you bringing them? And therefore, he says, for those young children, read it to them at home. That would be better. He says it's terrible nowadays that not only do you bring these young children and they're not listening, so you get no benefit for bringing them. They mess everybody else up. They're making so much noise that the gedolim aren't hearing every word. You must hear every word of the Megillah. And when we bring them to shul, the whole purpose of the young children, I'll clap at home. That doesn't do anything. That's not the mitzvah. The real din of chinuch for the child. He should hold his young children right next to him, at slow, and make sure that they're following along. Put their finger on the place. And when he reaches to say, the young child can go and clap all he wants. And it's interesting, he points out the young child claps. It doesn't say that the father claps. Interesting. That shouldn't be the whole purpose. The kid should clap and hum and make noise the rest of the time and stop other people from listening. Says it's very difficult that you'll hear every word from the Baal Kore, so have a kosher Megillah with you, and if you miss any words, you can read it from the kosher Megillah. There's so much noise and tumult going on, especially in a large shul. that it's impossible with everybody banging Haman, making all sorts of noises that you'll hear every word. And therefore, Roy L'chol Yisrael Lino Kain, you should do this ideally, if you can. If you can read from a Megillah. If you can't read from a Megillah, you're wasting your time because you're not going to be able to read the words. Better to read it from a Chumash, as is brought down over here in Dershu foot number 33. And I says, this then will be discussed more. This concludes this beautiful Simon Tafresh Beites and today's Shir.